You know, there was more than a frisson of surprise that went through our local community last week when the word got around that the chief executive over at the council, John Andrejic, and also the planning and environment general manager, Kelly Reeston, both had pulled the pin after quite a few years of service over there. And it wasn't they weren't being paid enough. I mean, between them, it was over $600,000. Everyone's saying, what the hell has happened there? Now, all sorts of rumours went around the town, lots of rumours. When I ran into Gavin King one day, and I said, Gavin, what do you know about this? He said, not enough yet, but I'm getting stuck into this. He was like one of those members of the police dog squad we were talking about this morning. He wasn't going to give up. And I ran into him yesterday and I said, how did you get this information for Tropic Now? He said, I had to make 18 phone calls. So he's been able to piece together. It's like a jigsaw, I think, by the sounds of things, but he seems to have been able to piece together what approximately has happened there. I mean, you know, this is like some sort of atomic explosion in terms of local government. These were very high-profile people. From what I gather, highly respected people, even they're mentioned in this article. The mayor is saying, oh, this is one of the best blokes we've had, and Kelly was outstanding, and various other councillors are saying the same thing in this article in the Cairns Post. So I put a call through to Gavin, Managing Director, Tropic Group, former LNP member for Cairns. Hello, Gavin.
Good morning, John.
You would have made one of those terrific police dogs. You've sniffed out the story. How close to what has happened do you reckon you've got?
Well, I don't need to say anything else. You've summed it all up perfectly. look, it did take that amount of phone calls, that amount of people to speak to because, you know, everyone's got a different view. There were lots of different angles and lots of perceptions, I guess, of what happened there with John and Kelly. And as you said, very high paid, very respected, executives really in leadership positions at the council. And as we all know, it's no small organisation. I mean, this is hundreds of millions of dollars that have been handled every year. So, you know, your chief executive is obviously critical to all of that. So really big news and, as you said, a massive surprise to see them exit.
Now, what went awry? Do you know yet?
Look, after all of those different views, and I should say up front that I contacted the mayor for comment when we put that very long story together and he didn't return our call, so I couldn't sort of get him on the record. The best that we could surmise from all of those different viewpoints was that there was just, a slow and a gradual split, particularly between the mayor and the CEO, and a lot of that was to do with direction. So a lot of the, intel that I got was around, you know, the mayor wants to get on with things, he wants things built, but perhaps the CEO was taking a more cautious, conservative approach. Mm. And despite their very close working relationship over many, many years, yes. I think that was the big surprise.
Yeah.
You know, they had worked together numerous years, and I know that, you know, the mayor was particularly keen and excited that when John started as CEO a couple of years ago. So I think that's been the big surprise, is that they appear to be so close for so long. Mm. And yet, you know, your CEO does not leave in that fashion. And of course, the general manager of planning doesn't leave unless there's some split at the top. And my best summary was, it's, I guess, almost a classic power struggle where you've got an elected politician and a leading bureaucrat, and they're sort of split in their views of how things should be done at council. And so there's certainly nothing scandalous, there's nothing dodgy, or however you want to put it. I think it's really just, I think the CEO had just sort of had enough. And certainly that meeting that we were able to reveal, that big sort of property developer meeting that happened just a couple of days before they both resigned, that I think that was sort of the linchpin or the straw that broke the camel's back, where John and Kelly had obviously been unhappy for some time, and that very, it's almost sort of a public shaming, if you you know, it gave the property industry, the development industry, an opportunity to really, I guess, have a go in a public forum with about 40 people to really have a go, particularly at the planning department. And that did not go down well. That did not go down well at all with with Kelly and John, it's my understanding. And within 40 or 72 hours, both of them had resigned. So clearly that meeting was, it certainly wasn't the reason that they resigned, but all intel is that it was an absolute straw that was the final straw for them.
Wow. Excellent work. Mm. Don't go away. This, of course, brings in a new problem. How the hell do you replace them? Like John Andrzejczyk, from what I understand, people are very comfortable when it's a local. He used to come on this talk show and he was really well armed with information and the history that, you know, led to various decisions being made because of his local knowledge. That'll be hard to replace. I don't know so much about Kelly Reiston. Was she a local girl?
I believe so, yes. And you raised exactly a very, very good point. And I think it's also telling that they have both, my understanding is they are both not returning to council. So they resigned early last week, and that was effectively it. I mean, public statements from council and the mayor were they would both hang around in the building for another 3 months and there'd be an orderly transition. Mm. However, I've been sent internal emails from council since we published that story to say that John in particular has left the building effective immediately. And then the message that was sent to all staff that I received was, you know, some of you will be disappointed that you weren't able to say goodbye to John. Mm. Now, clearly something has gone down that, you know, you don't sort of walk out of the building when public statements say you'll be there for another 3 months. But it is a massive task, and you're absolutely right that having locals there, I mean, between them, I think it was 16 or so years between them at council. Mm. That's a lot of corporate knowledge, a lot of local knowledge. And it's a huge challenge now where do you bring someone from outside the region who doesn't know how things work, who'll have to spend, you know, 6 to 12 months getting to know who's who in the zoo and how the place works. I don't believe from my investigations that there's anyone particularly within council that can be promoted, particularly to the CEO role. I mean, that is a major role. And remember that John was promoted from CFO to CEO.
Yeah.
So he already had that inside that corporate knowledge there at council. So it's a massive question. But at this time, when we're on our knees with COVID and trying to get out of it, it's a massively important role and a huge challenge now, but really for the mayor and the deputy mayor particularly to decide how you fill those two vacancies.
Well, and what you do in the meantime too, I mean, just say, look at the number of decisions that have to be made. You've got the big decision up there on the Northern Beaches. That's just been put off a couple of weeks, Paradise Palms. You've got the building industry absolutely jumping out of its skin with applications for them to build homes. And you can imagine the sort of pressure on the planning division.
Massive, absolutely massive, John. And think the one you talk about, the old Paradise Palms proposal.
Yeah.
I mean, John and Kelly, they would be absolute front and centre in providing that advice and that intel in terms of determining which way that goes. And that is, as we know, it's controversial, it's massive, and yet your two key executives who would have led the way and advised councillors have left the building. So you're right, it's a huge break. And by all accounts, I was surprised, in fact, by the number of messages and emails and text messages that I got after that story saying how well-respected particularly John but also Kelly were. I didn't, I guess, grasp how well he was respected. I think he was very, all accounts, he was very fair. He was very reasoned. He really knew his stuff. He'd be upfront with you as well. That, you know, if a decision wasn't going to go your way, he would tell you. I spoke to a local businessman yesterday who called me about it all to say it's a huge loss for council and for Cairns not to have both of them in those leadership roles. So a huge task ahead for council at such a critical time for our city.
And you don't go to the jobs vacant column in the Cairns Post at this level, do you? Are there companies that, I presume, focus specifically on headhunting people with these skills, are there?
There absolutely are. And in fact, I spoke to one. I spoke to one late last week to ask that exact question you've just posed. And you're right. This is, it's particularly the CEO, it's in a bracket between $300,000 and $399,000. It's one of the, well, it's one of the highest paid jobs in Cairns, but it's also one of the most challenging. And you've got to be able to, you've got to have a knowledge of local government. You've got to be able to walk that fine line. It's almost a dance. between what the elected politicians, the councillors want you to do and what the rules and the legislation says. You've got to deal, obviously, with a huge workforce. It's an immensely challenging role, and unless you have experience in local government, again, keep in mind that John was the CFO at council for a number of years, and so he was able to build up that knowledge. It's a very difficult position to recruit to, and as I say, I don't think there is anyone in council, from all of my discussions and intel, there's not really any standout candidate within council that you can easily promote into that role, by understanding that the current human resources manager is acting in that CEO role, because John has effectively walked out of the building effective immediately. Massive challenge ahead.
Well done, Gavin. You should have been a private investigator.
Probably would pay better than journalism. It's good fun, but as you said, it's a jigsaw puzzle.
And
I think it demonstrates the importance of your show and local news, in fact, that, you know, these stories need to be told. But unless, there's local news to put in the work, these things go unnoticed and unspoken of.
Good on you, Gavin. Thank you. Gavin King, he's the managing director of Tropic Group, which is the Tropic Now magazine, and the former LNP member for the state seat of Cairns. News time.